It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday. Sports Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports.
KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in. We're live here at KSL Broadcast House, 2:37 p.m. Here, Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. We've been talking a lot of BYU football today. So much excitement with this new Big 12 schedule 2023. It can't get here fast enough. It all gets started September 2nd with BYU and Sam Houston lining it up at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. And one of the new faces in this BYU football program in 2023 will be on those sidelines. I would imagine he joins us now here on the phone line. He's LJ Martin, newest BYU running back signee, who just made it official earlier this week on signing day out of El Paso, Texas. New running back to BYU's backfield, LJ Martin. LJ, welcome on into the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you hopping on to the program today, and congrats on making it official with BYU. I got to ask, LJ, you were once a Stanford commit, and BYU took down Stanford on that game in November, and then shortly after, David Shaw announced he resigned. Was that the moment right there and then where BYU got into the picture? How did BYU get into the mix for you?
Yes, sir. So what happened, I played my last game that Saturday for my high school football career, and then later that night, Coach Shaw resigns, and BYU beat Stanford, and Coach Shaw resigned. So after that happened, they let a running back, well, that's when Coach Harvey and Coach McDaniel, that's when they had reached out. And, you know, it just went off from there. They Stanford let my position coach go, and after that I was pretty much just having a conversation with them. And I went on the official visit, everything went well, and it was just one of the places I wanted to be.
When Harvey and BYU reached out, LJ, what appealed to you about what they were selling from BYU?
I really just liked how they were just honest with me, and, you know, they just felt like genuine good people. That's what I really liked about them. I feel like, you know, it was just a genuine relationship, and they really wanted the best for me. So, you know, just being able to see that, it just made more sense of why I wouldn't go there, you know? Like, it just made more sense to go there.
LJ Martin, the newest BYU running back signee in the 2023 recruiting class, is our guest here on KSL News Radio. Did you have any previous interaction with BYU staff before, you know, they got into the mix after that Stanford game? Was there any contact before, any mailers or anything like that? Or was it just like that first week of December and then away you go?
It was just that first week of December. I had no contact with them before that. I mean, I always ended up watching BYU games because my dad, he has a coworker who's a super big BYU fan, so you always watch BYU games and stuff like that. So all those years, Tyler Algier, those 2 years, we watched him all the time. But, yeah, that's really all I knew about BYU, just Tyler Algier.
So that was probably because a lot of recruitments in high school – typically, it's a multi-year deal, forming that relationship and gaining that trust. I mean, that's a big leap of faith to suddenly have a lot of commitment to a faith-based school and BYU. So you were just really then impressed with this staff, what they had to offer then, it seems like.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, they just did a great job of just showing, you know, how genuine they are, and you just felt like nothing but good people out there. So, you know, it just made the most sense just to go there.
You just mentioned Tyler Allgeier and watching him when he was here at BYU. He's with the Falcons now. But how much did his production at BYU as a running back appeal to you, knowing that BYU football for the past several seasons with Jamal and Chris Brooks and Tyler Allgeier, they've had success running the football?
Yeah, that appealed to me a lot. I mean, you know, just being able to have that success with the football, you know, always having a consistently good O-line. And, you know, I even talked to Tyler just to talk about, you know, how things were out there and how he felt our coaching staff was, and he felt they were all great people and things like that. And, you know, he said everyone knows what they're doing. Like, everyone who goes to BYU and plays football, you know, they want to be there. So that was just something important to me. And, you know, they're always going to make sure you got what you need and stuff like that. So, you know, just trying to develop my skills and stuff like that. I feel like that's why I made the best decision going to BYU.
How important was it to you, LJ, because you had so many offers on opportunities to play in Power 5 football, how important was it, the fact that BYU is going to the Big 12? What role did that play?
It wasn't much of a factor for me because I was looking at you guys' schedule before that, and you guys always played Power 5 opponents or, you know, very good group of five teams. And, you know, like last year, I think you guys played like Oregon, Arkansas, you know, Stanford, I mean, you know, Notre Dame, like big-time schools and stuff like that. So, you know, it's kind of like you guys were already a Power 5 school. You guys were just not – you guys just didn't have the name next to it. But, you know, no signing and seeing that Big 12 next to it does have a little bit of a plus, but it wasn't really a big factor in my decision.
I'm always curious, LJ, when you know, the state of Texas is so just synonymous with high level of play in high school football. What is it about Texas high school football that makes it so good and so competitive to where so many athletes get opportunities like yourself to play at the FBS level?
Yeah, I would say it's just, you know, everyone, I mean, that's all we breathe down here, I would say. You know, like, I mean, that's just the biggest thing. I mean, in our hometown, I mean, you know, like, some of the high school games are bigger than the college games from, you know, El Paso and stuff like that. So that's just something out here that we see. And, you know, it's just like you got a group of people who just grow up playing football since they were little. And, I mean, you know, you see them all over the place. So you're able to see, know them since they were about 6 years old. So you just create a connection and you just really form throughout high school and things like that. So I think that's what makes it so big.
A few more moments here with the newest BYU running back, L.J. Martin. You had a illustrious high school career, rushed for over 6,000 yards, 60 TDs. What's your style? Like, if you had to describe your style as a running back, what is it?
I would say I like to run like I'm a smaller back, but I do play with the physicality of a bigger back. You know, I like to make people miss because, I mean, if you're making people miss, then they can't tackle you. But if you're trucking through people and stuff like that, there's nothing wrong with it. But, you know, sometimes they just hold on to your legs. And, you know, every time I touch the ball, I want to get to the house. But I do make sure I get north and south. That's always something for me. And I'm trying to get, you know, up as quick as I can, get as many yards as quick as I can. And then after that, if I'm in the open, I'm going to make people miss. And, you know, they might, you know, and I try not to let arm tackles bring me down. You know, I feel like you really got to wrap me up in order to get me down.
So that's on the field. Off the field, LJ, clearly you got a impressive, you know, academic profile as well, because you had opportunities to Stanford, BYU, of course. What do you know about, you know, BYU as far as the what you're going to take it on education wise, and like, what was your GPA coming out of high school too? I've heard it's like off. It was just really good.
Yes, sir. I have a 4.0 GPA coming out of high school. You know, I think I've just heard, you know, about the business school at BYU, things like that. They call it the Silicon Slopes now, so there's always good things. But I'm trying to still decide what I want in my degree. I kind of have an idea. I'm thinking of, you know, maybe psychiatry or kinesiology if I want to stay connected to football, you know, later in my life, or if not, I might just go the business route, and or if not both of those, I want to do something with science, so like be an environmental scientist or, you know, an astronomer or something like that.
It's impressive. When does that journey begin for you? When do you plan to get onto campus and get this BYU career started?
Once I graduate high school, I'll be up there as best as I can. So I'll probably be up there early June, late May, one of those. And then, yeah, I'll be up there working with the team, and I'm just really excited for that.
Last thing before we let you go, LJ, we appreciate you being so kind with your time here on the weekend. And we know you had some previous commitments as well, so we appreciate it a ton. Just maybe before we let you go, just maybe some of the goals that you have for yourself and this BYU team in 2023.
You know, for myself, I just want to go out there, be a great teammate, you know, do whatever we can. I mean, whatever I can to, you know, help us win games, you know, if that's making blocks. Just giving people high fives on the sideline, it doesn't matter. I just want to go out there and be a part of what they have. And then, you know, for my career at BYU, I want to definitely get us a bowl game every year. And, you know, I'm definitely trying to, you know, just be the best possible. 12-0 every year, that's always going to be my goal, you know. Cause, I mean, you've always got to strive to be the best, I feel.
Well, LJ, best of luck in your BYU career. We know Matt and I will probably cross paths with you when you get to Provo. We're looking forward to following your time and wish you nothing but the best and enjoy that remaining months in high school. That's always a great time as well. So we appreciate the time, LJ. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's LJ Martin here on Cougar Sports Saturday, the newest member of the BYU Running Back Room 2023 signee.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.